Good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's remember in our prayers the Doug Vandermeer's family. His wife Judy passed away at Rivertown Ridge early this morning. Funeral arrangements are pending. Next Sunday is our potluck, and want to encourage you, if you're planning on attending, please sign up. And let's remember Pastor Harry as he travels, him and his wife. We've got another announcement, if Brother Tim would come at this time.
So good to be here on a Sunday morning. Isn't this great? I love it. All right, well, we welcome you to participate in an upcoming Freedom in Christ course beginning this Wednesday at 6:30. Throughout the course, we will explore topics that often go unconsidered, such as understanding the significance of forgiveness, addressing anger and bitterness, dealing with temptations, coming to terms with choices from our past that may have opened us up to the occult. Our discussions will center on healing and freedom that Jesus offers from sin, ways to recover from past wounds, and practical steps for genuine spiritual growth. Each week, the course will feature a brief video followed by breakout sessions with men and women meeting separately to encourage open and meaningful dialogue. If you are unsure if this course is right for you, feel free to join us for a session or speak with us after church if you have any questions. We look forward to facilitating this class and sharing our journey together. Thank you.
Psalm 34 and verse 2 says, "All magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." You know, as I thought about that, God doesn't slumber here every night. And on Sunday morning, he wakes up and here he is. We bring him to church with us. If you're a child of God, two or more gathered in his name, he said he would be amongst us. Surely the presence of the Lord is here this morning, and let us together exalt him by singing 368, He Lives. Let's everybody stand as we get a psalm book.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever may say. I see his hand of mercy, hear his voice of cheer. And just the touch of him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how. In all the world around me, I
Father, we thank you for your graciousness to us this morning. We thank you for that mercy. And we're so thankful that Jesus arose on the third day and he ascended to the Father. And he sitteth on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. We know that you live this morning. Be in our presence this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen. You may be seated. 696, God leads us along.
In shadowing pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads the dear children along. Sunshine so bright, God leads dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sorrows befallen and Satan opposed, God leads the dear children along. And conquer, he feed all our foes. God leads the dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song. In the night season and all the day long.
Shall we go to God in prayer this morning? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with all praise and glory and honor belong unto you, Lord. For we know, Lord, that you are the Almighty. You are our shield. You are our high tower, our hiding place. For we know that it's in you, if we're your child. It's in you we move. It's in you we live. It's in you that we have our being. Heavenly Father, we know that you hold our breath in your hand. And I'm reminded, Lord, of that one song, that you've got the whole world in your hand. Nothing happens by chance. For you said, Lord, the heavens is your throne, and the earth is your footstool, and you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. For when you speak, things happen. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. For you tell us in your word that in the beginning was God, and that you created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the deep. And you said, Lord, let there be light. And there was light. And I'm reminded how Jesus said, he was a light that came into the world, and the world was in darkness. When you speak, Lord, things happen. As we sang that one hymn, Lord, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, and perhaps many of us are facing different fires, different floods, different waters this morning. Whether they're here this morning or whether in the sound, within the sound of my voice, Lord, you said, but all through the blood, there's power in the blood this morning. For what can wash away my sin? What can wash away our sins is nothing but the blood of Jesus. For there is power in the blood. And you said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, I pray for the different needs this morning that are written in the bulletin, Lord. Lord, I uphold the Vandermeer family to you this morning, Lord. We know that you are our comfort. You are our strength. You're our encouragement this morning. The lifter up of our head. And we look unto you from where cometh our help. And we know that our help cometh from you this morning, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray for the different needs this morning of each and every individual that's here this morning, Lord. Whether it be spiritual, whether it be emotional, whether it be physical, Lord. Whatever those needs are this morning, Lord. We lay them at the feet of Jesus, who makes intercession for us. Holy Spirit, move amongst us this morning. Meet those needs in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning for each church that you be lifted up. For you said, Jesus, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We know that there's power in the name of Jesus. I pray that every ear this morning, every eye, and every heart be open this morning. For you said, Lord, we have eyes and see not, ears and hear not, and hearts that don't understand. But you can give us that understanding this morning. For you said, if a man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God, who give unto us liberally. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the strength that you give us, Lord. For we know, Lord, we can do all things. Not in ourselves, but we can do all things through you who strengthens us. I thank you for the different instrument players this morning, Lord, the organist, the pianist. I thank you for every individual that's here this morning, for each one of us, Lord, are important to you, Lord. We're of value to you, Lord. That's what you tell us in your word, Lord. Heavenly Father, I do pray for the anointing in the words that are spoken this morning, Lord. Everything that's said and done, Lord, let it minister not to just every individual that's here this morning, but throughout, Lord, throughout those that hear the sound of our voice, Lord. For we look unto you from where cometh our strength and our help. Heavenly Father, just meet all of our needs, Lord. Pray for those that are sick, those whose names that are mentioned in the bulletin, Lord, the different needs, and each one that's here this morning, Lord. Lord, we know that you are our Heavenly Father, and you care about every little thing within our life, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. somebody said wow or something. And I thought I'd piggyback off that. Wowsy bowsy. Hot dog Jesus.
Within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all I've learned ebb and flow.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, sweetest name I know. Life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken string, stirred the stumbling chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Sometime He leads me waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Soon He's coming back, welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight in worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. I want to share this morning out of Luke chapter 12 and the verse that God laid on my heart. And I use the King James, and I think it'll say almost the same thing in the Pew Bible. It says in verse 32, "Fear not, little flock,
for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Let me just have a quick word of prayer, and then I'll share with us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everything that's been said and done already, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you hide me behind the cross, Lord. Holy Spirit, let you be seen, and not my flesh or anything, Lord. Let it be you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like what he says in there, "Fear not, little flock." And I entitled this sermon, "Little Flock." And I believe who he's talking to, because he mentions the Father, good pleasure to give you the kingdom in there, that he's talking to the child of God, those that have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, because he mentions the Father. And one of the interesting things that I notice, and I want to begin with little flock, and that word little, it brings to my mind children. Children. Little. And as I search that out, throughout the Word of God, over 1,500 times, the word children is mentioned there. And one of the most interesting things, and I know especially within the King James, it never mentions the adults of God. It always refers to us as the children of God. The children of God are led by the Spirit. As Linda sang this morning, our Father. We refer to God as our Father. And if He's our Father, we have need as children. He's our helper. He's our encouragement. He's the lifter up of our head. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's our hiding place. He's our way maker. The heaven is His throne. The earth is His footstool. He's the Almighty. And if we make it personal, He's my Father. He's our Father this morning. We are the children of God. And as I thought about that little flock, as children of God, He calls us a flock. And when I think of the term flock, I think of sheep. And as I thought more about that with sheep, the sheep have need of a leader. And that leader is Jesus, if you're a child of God. In John chapter 10, he says that he is the good shepherd, and his sheep hear his voice and know his voice. He knows his sheep by name, and they know him. In John chapter 10 and verse 11, he says, I have come that they might have life, and this is Jesus talking, and they might have it more abundantly. There's no other name under heaven which men can call upon and be saved. For Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. Not me, him, Jesus. He says in verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and I give my life for the sheep. And you put that other scripture together, I've come to give you life, give it to you more abundantly. In Matthew chapter 27, Jesus says, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is interpreted, my God, why have you forsaken me? Hours before, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, on his knees before his Father, praying. And it's like sweat of blood coming from him. And he's crying out to the Father, let this cup pass from me. He knew what was coming. And then he says, nevertheless, thy will be done. Three times he prays that prayer. And the Father says he could send them 12 legion of angels, thousands and thousands of angels, to get him out of it. When Jesus finally went to the cross and the people were mocking him, making fun of him, he could have pulled his arms off the cross and came down and said, forget you. But instead, the earth turns dark for almost 3 hours, and God the Father turns his back on his only begotten Son because he's willing to give his life for those of us that trust in him as Lord and Savior. And to have our sins forgiven, the Father turns his back and Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then in John 19, he said, it is finished. The price has been paid. And he arose on the third day. He was willing to give his life. And in John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes to Jesus. He said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God or to make heaven my home? And Jesus said, you must. He didn't say perhaps. He said, you must be born again. And then later on in the chapter, he says that whosoever believeth that Jesus died, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that whosoever is you and me. If we believe, if I turn from my wicked way and I confess with my mouth, right? If I believe in my heart, you know the heart's the most important thing. We can look good. We can look good on the outside. And we can talk good, but what matters is what's in there. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. It matters, because you know what? God knows what's in there. You know, he also says in John 10:14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my sheep. If you're a child of God, can I tell you this morning, whether you don't feel of any value or any importance, you are important to God. You're of value to God. You're important to God, and you might not feel important to anybody, but you're important to God. And I'm going to get to some of that in a little bit. He knows you by name. I'm not good at names anymore, and I'm glad we all got name tags. Mine turns around a lot of times. So, and every so often I got, is that me? You know. He knows you by name. You know what fascinates me? Doesn't matter who you are. He knows you by name. In John chapter 9, if you don't believe it, Jesus and his disciples are on the outskirts of Jerusalem, and they walk into this little area, and there's a man that's blind sitting at the wayside. And the disciples said to Jesus, "Who sinned, that boy or his parents?" He didn't know who Jesus was. And we'll get to that. And Jesus said, "Neither one of them sinned. This is going to be done for the glory of God." And Jesus makes clay, puts it on his eyes, and says, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." And he went and he washed at the pool of Siloam. And all of a sudden he could see. You know, "I once was blind, but now I see." Isn't that how salvation hits us? I didn't know that. And all of a sudden you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And when he went out, his neighbors were afraid of getting thrown out of the religious church, weren't they? And they said, "I don't think he was blind at all." Didn't some of them say it? And then you read on, the parents are afraid of getting thrown out of church for believing in Jesus. And they said, "Go ask him." And the boy says, when he stands before the religious leaders, he says, "I don't know who it was, but it was some man named Jesus." He didn't know who Jesus was, but Jesus knew him. And the guy got thrown out of church, didn't he? And Jesus, see, you're important to Jesus. Nobody else cared that he got thrown out of church. Jesus came directly to him, and he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He said, and the boy said, "Well, who is he?" He says, "Who you're looking at." And you know what the boy said? He said, I believe. That's all it takes, isn't it? If I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. And he fell and he worshiped Jesus. You are important to God. You know, you say, "Well, that's not good enough for me." He knows you by name. And if you don't think that's true, go to Luke 19. I always loved that story. There's a tax collector by the name of Zacchaeus. And he wanted to see who Jesus was, because he didn't know who Jesus was, right? And we all know that song, don't we? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. And didn't he come running, and he couldn't see over the crowd, so he climbed a sycamore tree? He didn't know who Jesus was, but Jesus knew him by name. Didn't he? He knows you by name. You're that important to him. And Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come on down. I'm going to your house today." Is he in your house? Have you invited him into your house? I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so are you. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, aren't we the temple of God? Like I said in the beginning, we bring him here, don't we? Two or more gathered in his name. We're the little flock. Jesus is our shepherd, isn't he? It's interesting when you say the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is my Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He meets all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And when I'm going through a hard time, yea, though I walk through a valley, it doesn't matter how hard it is, whether I'm facing death, he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." When I feel like I don't have a friend, nobody cares about me, I guess I'll go eat worms. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's given me a couple angels that follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and mercy, don't they? And one day I'm going to dwell in heaven forever. Doesn't he say that? I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's us. You're important to him. Think, I'm not that important. Yes, you are to him. says, little flock. And he says, fear not. Doesn't it, that's the first thing he says, fear not. I like what he says in Luke 12. He says, fear not. I want to go down to verse 4 of Luke 12. Talk a little bit about fear. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Don't fear him that can kill the body. That's what he's trying to tell us. How many of us in reality? Now, let me be frank with you. Pastor, my flesh does not want to die. But my spirit says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. My spirit says, like in Luke 23, when Jesus speaks to the thief, he says, today you'll be with me in paradise. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, because he is with me. My spirit says, yeah, I want to go to heaven right now. My flesh says, no, I'm not in any rush. Right? It's a constant warfare. In reality, we don't want to die. Our flesh doesn't want to die. And I pray every day, Lord, crucify my flesh. My flesh is stubborn. You with me? Am I the only weird one? Fear him. Look at the next verse. Verse 5 says, and I'll forewarn you who ye shall fear. Fear him which hath killed with power to cast you into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Three times in that one verse he says, fear God Almighty. And the two times he says, you fear God, it says, it's in capital letters. So he's trying to emphasize it. Fear God. He's the Almighty. He's the one that holds your breath in his hand. He's the one that takes care of you. He's your provider. And if he be for you, the Bible says, who can be against you? You know, three times it says that about fear, but it also says three times in the Bible, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You can sit there this morning or listen by radio and be a fool and think, oh, them fools that believe in Jesus. Let me tell you something. One day, you'll confess it. Bible says, one day, every knee will bow, whether you said there was no God or not, and you didn't believe in him. One day, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. You'll say, oh yeah, Jesus is Lord, at that day. And you know what he'll say? It's too late. Right? Right? Fear God Almighty. He's the Almighty. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, nobody likes me. Who cares? God loves me. Jesus loves me, right, Pete? You know what else? Look at the next verse. He says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? 5 sparrows, not one of them is forgotten. Not one of them is forgotten. You ever think of that scripture? My one boy, my one son where he lives, they had an eagle perched out there, right near a big, like, swamp area. And every so often you'd see him go up and you'd watch him soar. Just fascinating. The other day, Levana and I were sitting out in our driveway and we saw this hawk and it was just soaring like a circle. It was really neat to watch. Seen woodpeckers, They fascinate me. You know the bird that fascinates me, and you might think it's foolish, is the hummingbird. You know, you expect them to drop over dead as fast as their heart's going, right? But some of them are beautiful, aren't they? They got a little bit of red. But then you mention a sparrow, and I think, yuck. You're with me? What's a sparrow? Right, Bob? But God said, didn't he just say in there that the sparrow is not forgotten? And he says, you're more important than that sparrow. Yet God's aware of that sparrow. And when you think about birds, you know, most birds, they can go on a diet, can't they? God takes care of them, doesn't he? And if they're not forgotten, you're surely not forgotten. You might feel like you're forgotten. You know what else he goes on to say? And that caught my attention too. He said, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you're more valuable than many sparrows. Every time I read that thing about hair, I always thought it was funny because I look at myself in the mirror and I say, if they're numbered, God's going 999, 998, 997. You know what I'm talking about, Terry? Don't tell me hair is not important. I get up in the morning, I don't even want my wife to see me. I think I'd scare her by how bad it looks. You know, I run in there and it doesn't help much. Isn't hair important? Everybody, how many want to make sure their hair looked nice this morning? Anybody? You want to look good, right? And many of you look good. I wish I looked as good as many of you. And we don't think it's that important. How many of us? No, I'm not going to ask that. How many of us diet? But we got to have it cut. Got to make it look nice, don't we? And he said, you're of more value. That's how important you are to God. You're valuable to God. He loves you that much. That's why he gave us Jesus. Right? It's God's will that none should perish. I've often thought this, that when somebody dies and they die without Jesus, do you think God says, oh, good, there's another one going to hell? I don't think he does. I think it just breaks his heart. That's why he gave us Jesus. Are your finances? Are you trusting in your riches? Jesus says in verse 15, take heed and beware of covetousness. For life doesn't consist of what a man possesses. In the abundance of things. Do you just care about finances? The Bible says you seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. And he said all of these things be added onto you. Matthew 6:33, doesn't he say that? He says this man has a barn full, not just of fruits and vegetables. He's got buildings, the Bible says, and they're full of junk. The abundance of things that he owns. Maybe three sofas out there. Just storing up his things. And he has such a great crop this year. He says, what am I going to do? And he thinks about it. He says, I know what I'll do. I'll add more storage buildings. I'll build bigger ones. And he says, soul, talking to his soul, not concerned about his soul. He said, soul, you're going to have it easy for the next years. You're going to eat, drink, and be merry. You know, Jesus said, thou fool, the fool has said in his heart. You with me? It's important what's in your heart. Hopefully, you're part of the little flock. You're part of the family of God. We need each other. We're in this together. What's in our heart matters. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 23, 25, 26. Talks about what's in the heart. We can look good on the outside. And we can talk good and come across like everything's okay. Jesus said, you cleanse the inside. And what can wash the inside? Nothing but the blood, right? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Anybody like ice cream? Anybody like ice cream? How would you like a banana split? Anybody like banana split? I'm going to invite everybody over after church. You tell me what kind of ice cream you want. We only got one problem. Our water hasn't been running. And we got all these different bowls in the dishwasher and they're spaghetti stained. Not a problem. We'll get them clean. Our neighbor's got a dog. And we'll have the dog lick them clean for you. You want to come over for some ice cream? It won't cost you anything. And the dirty spoons will just... And if there's a spot, we'll lick it for you. You coming? See, what matters is what's on the inside, isn't it? Tell you about the little boy, and then I'll end. Little boys in church. And everybody's standing and singing. Little boy, he's standing on the pew. He's about 4 years old. And everybody's singing. Standing. They sit down. The boy doesn't sit down. He just stands there. And the mother says to him, you sit down. He just looked at her out of the corner of his eyes and pretended like he didn't hear. She said, I said, sit down. And he ignored her. He says, I tell you one more time, you're going out. So he sat right down. A couple minutes later, he pulls on her sleeve. He says, Mama, I'm sitting down, but inside I'm standing. You ever been there? Are you standing? Who's in your heart? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this opportunity to share your word, Lord, and I pray that it doesn't return void, Lord. Thank you for every individual that's here this morning, Lord. Lord, and I pray anyone that's listening to my voice this morning, if they're not right with you, Lord, I pray that they do make things right with you, because you're our only hope, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 489.
While others now are called, cling.
At this time, we'll ask those that are taking up the offering if they'll come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity just to give back a portion unto you, Lord. Bless those that were able to give and those that weren't able, Father. We thank you that we're able to even attend this service here this morning, Lord, for we know your presence is here, Lord. We're thankful for another day and for your love, Lord. Bless the giver and bless the gift, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The benediction I was going to do is I want you to go with God, but I also want us to sing it on 232, that God be with you. Amen.
Thank you. This brings to a close this week's broadcast from 8th Reformed Church in Wyoming, Michigan. We hope that you've received a rich blessing from this time spent around the Word of God. If you're not able to join us in person, we invite you to tune in to Jethro FM each Sunday morning at this time. You can also listen to a past service on our website at 8thchurch.org. That is 8thchurch.org. Until next Sunday at 9:30, it is our prayer that the Lord will watch over you and keep you in His care.